Hello and welcome to A VO's Journey, episode number 105. My name is Anthony Pica. I am your host, and this podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy junk I step on. Today, I want to talk to you about being positive. And you might be like, ah, come on, what about my DAW? Give me some more business. But I really believe that this thing I'm going to talk about today can determine whether you are successful in this business or you fail. All right? Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so being positive, I have to tell you, there are so many things that I don't know in this world, clearly. But I mean, I guess let me rephrase that. I think there are so many things that I don't understand. And there are some things that, even though I don't understand, I recognize that they exist and that they happen. So without getting too philosophical and deep than I would like to, I am a very firm believer that we manifest what we think and what we talk about. So what I mean is, if you are a person who likes to talk about how tough things are, or how you not getting business, or how someone's screwing you over, or how such and such does this, but then it's not fair because I'm not getting it, they're taking everything, or everything is I'm losing it, everything, or everything else is, it's everyone else's fault, yada, 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 negative, negative, negative. If you are that person, or you know a person like that, it really affects what you bring to you, what you attract to you. I don't know if you remember when we were young, or our parents used to say, you are the people that you hang out with, or, don't hang out with him because you're going to be like him, right? They don't want us to hang out with certain people because we're going to turn into them, right? Well, it's the same thing about the way we think and the way we talk, okay? When you think about scarcity, when you think about things not happening, when you talk about scarcity and when you talk about lack of, or you're not making enough, or there's just not enough business, or there's a problem, when you constantly are living in this world where you are generating these thoughts and ideas and comments, okay, you are bringing them to you. Okay, now I'm not saying that I'm one of those people who believes in to say, I've got a Ferrari, and then I go outside and I have a Ferrari. Okay, I don't believe that things just pop up. However, I do believe that we manifest the things that we talk and think about. Okay, and if we convince ourselves, the world does our bidding. It really does. When you convince yourself, when you think about the things that you want, when you talk about the things that you want, when you are positive about those things, you are going to attract those things. All right? Perfect example. I know we all have had that time where either we got a new car, whether it was new or used, but we got something new, and we had the car in our mind, and as we were driving around, all of a sudden, we started seeing our car everywhere. All right, we saw it over there. We saw it driving here. Oh my gosh, I saw another one. I didn't realize there were so many cars. So this is what I want to say to you. Okay, was it that there was not that many cars, or was it that you didn't see it because you weren't focused on it? Well, clearly, it's the latter, right? You didn't see it because you weren't focused on it. And this happens to all of us. This happens to me. This happens to you. It happens to everyone. Focusing our mind on the positive things, on the abundance that's out there, it's so important, right? I mean, that's why it's no big deal to do this podcast and to try to tell you everything that I do and that I get success from, because I know there is so much out there. There's so much abundance out there. There's so much work out there. There's so many people that are going to, you know, that could hire all of us over and over and over again for a lifetime, that I don't worry about giving away information or, you know, telling things, because I'm not afraid that if I do that, there's not going to be any work for me. That's such a lack. And I don't wish upon anyone that they don't succeed and that I do. In fact, the more that I do that, the more I wish upon those things for myself. If I constantly covet the fact that someone else is making more money than me, okay, and you know, and I don't wish them the best wealth and prosperity, what I am doing is I am negatively impacting my own thought process. So then what happens is I am spreading the seeds inside of me and in the world that I don't like success. I don't like wealth. Here's another example. Have you ever been around someone who is negative? Do you like hanging around them? No, we don't. We don't want to be around people who are negative. We don't want to be around people who are miserable all the time. Okay? I'm not saying that you need to lie about what your circumstances are. But there is a difference between being truthful about where you are right now and about what you are going to accomplish, as opposed to what you can accomplish, the world is against you, everything is not working. That is a huge, huge difference. It is really amazing what they say. As you think about something, you are. And I don't know if you believe in the Bible or whatever you know, whatever spiritual or religion that you fall under. And but many of these places, you know, many of the Bible and all these different spiritual and religious groups, they all have something for it, right? But the Bible says what you think you will be, right? In other words, and different things. So what I'm getting at, though, is we know it's true. If you believe in something, it will happen. It has to happen. Okay, because there's no once you decide on something. I don't know if you follow Will Smith, but if you like Will Smith or anything, I love some of his talks and it has on YouTube and things like that. But one of the things I remember him saying too is, you know, like when he made a decision to succeed, you know, he felt that he would die before he would lose. Meaning that he would give everything he had because he made a decision and nothing was going to stop him short of death until he succeeded. And it was that simple. Once you make that decision, the rest is just everybody in the world catching up to your decision, which is going to be there. I mean, think about it. Think about you. Do you know a person, all right, who's made a decision in their life to be successful or made a decision in their life to do something? And they do it. There's like no question, or you see it, or like, here's another thing. Have you ever met somebody who, when they talk to you about what they're going to do, their passion, their belief in it is so, just so like magnetized that you go away saying, oh yeah, you know, they're going to do it. You're going to be successful one day. I can feel it. I can see it. Well, how did you feel it? How did you see it? Are you psychic? Or is it that their belief was so strong that who was going to stop them if they had made that decision with that much effort and that much, you know, inner strength? No one. When you want something bad enough and you go for it with everything you've got and faith, the world usually steps aside. And then the strange thing is people start to help you. Like people will help you. But people don't want, and the world doesn't want negativity, because that crushes our dreams, that crushes everything, all right? And it screeches everything to a halt. So I know that this podcast, this episode has turned into kind of a philosophical thing, but I do think it's important because I work with a lot of people and I love doing it. And I keep seeing more and more people. I see an even split. You know what I mean? I try to be positive as much as I can. Sometimes I fail miserably, but I try to be positive as much as I can. So I know that I attract people who are positive too. And I love that. I love working with people who are positive. Okay. And who are out there to go get it. That's something because the going and getting it is not something about like, you know, you just have a work ethic, you never sleep and all that stuff. That's not what I mean. I mean, it's that you want to go out there and get it because you believe in it so much. There's no other way for you to live because it'll tear you apart if you don't do it. But there are some people that I see that are very, and it can be habit, but they're very negative when it comes to things happening. You know what I mean? And they say it, they live it. This can't happen. This is not, I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm not as good as that. Or this place doesn't like me and all that kind of stuff. And I want you to think about the words that you are using. Think about the things you are thinking. You know, do you think on a regular basis, you're not going to make it as a voiceover artist? Or anything, but you know, this is voiceover, so we're talking about our business and voiceover. But do you think you're not going to make it? Do you think you're going to fail? Do you think you're not going to get paid a certain amount of money? Do you think you're not going to get any business on Fiverr? Do you think you're not going to, get that contract? Do you think you're not going to be able to go full time? Or do you think you're going full time? Or do you think that you get business on Fiverr? Or do you think that you are successful? This makes a difference because like attracts like. It does. And whatever you believe in, the world attract to you what you believe. I don't care where it is in the world. I don't care where it is in the universe. It is a universal truth. I know you know this. We all do. All right. If you want something, you have to give it first. Okay. And thoughts are things. We know this, right? Your thoughts are things. So when you generate a thought, you generate a thing that goes out into the universe. All right. And as that goes out into the universe, there is an opposite reaction, right? For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. You have to think about that. And stop treating yourself or your thoughts or the words that are coming out of your mouth like they are not important. They are the most important thing you have. Because those things that you think about and those things that you say, that is either building you your dream life or it is destroying it. So I want everybody listening now to really stop and think about, are you monitoring the things that you're saying to yourself? Are you monitoring the things that you're saying out loud? Are you stopping yourself from being negative and turning around into a positive? Are you seeing the future that you want, or are you not even trying to see it? Are you living it every day in your mind and imagining it? Or are you talking about how difficult and impossible it is, or it's for someone else? Are you tearing down other people, or are you trying to build them up? Are you jealous of everybody else for being successful, or are you happy for them? Like, these are things that don't change. And if you can master yourself and your mind, and the thoughts that you create, those things that you send out into the universe, the reactions that will come back to you will help you get to where you want to go and help you be successful the way you want to be successful or they will tear you down until you are nothing. Well, that was chipper. I wanted, it was interesting. I woke up this morning and I had some thoughts in my mind about some things, because over the last couple of days I've been seeing some things, and I saw a few more today, and I just wanted to come on and talk about this with you guys. I really believe in this, and I really think it's important. And monitor yourself. Stay positive. But more importantly, stay positive with your outlook for the future. And if you don't have an outlook for the future and you're not envisioning it in your mind, if you're not talking to yourself about how successful you are and all these things, you're losing. Okay, because then you're choosing not to create a world. And here's another thing that we know to be true. If you don't make up your mind and you don't decide right now to be successful, the world will make the choices for you. All right? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening as always. Please make sure that you take this to heart, what I said. Stay positive. Have a great, great, great weekend. All right. And, please, please, please start talking positive to yourself about how amazing you are doing, all the things that you are accomplishing. Okay. And you will start generating even more by bringing those things to you. Okay. And you won't even realize how it's happening, but you being positive will do it. All right, you guys, have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. Peace.